We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining me now is Princeton University Professor of History and Public Affairs, Julian Salazar. He has studied and written on the relationship between the role of media in the evolution of modern politics, including the book Media Nation, The Political History of News in Modern America. Julian, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So first off, just to kind of get an overview, you've studied modern history in particular and, of course, the media. What role do you see as the media playing in getting us to this current state of politics that kind of erupted on January 6th?
Well, I think it's been very important. A lot of the polarization in the nation has been fueled by the growth of partisan media since the 1980s, where you have more news coming from a particular political perspective. We've also seen in the world of the conservative media during the Trump administration, there was almost a coordination of messages. And without channels like Fox News, I don't think President Trump would have been as successful in spreading a lot of his message. And finally, it's just become a more filterless media. There's less editorial control, so more bad information and false information gets out very easily.
One of the things that drives me nuts is the false information that is put out and then taken by the audience. It's led to a country where we have basically two sets of facts, and that is not a sustainable society.
It really isn't. You can't have a public commons where there's no disagreement on the basic facts. It's one thing to have news about what happens and then have a debate in American society about what to do. It's another where there's no agreement on what even happened. It's as if we were at war overseas and some of the country didn't believe that was even happening. So it's a bad state of affairs, and I think it undercuts the ability of the democracy to work well.
You mentioned that this has been fueled since the 1980s. What was that initial fuel? What was the spark that really started this?
One of the most important developments is the abolition of the Fairness Doctrine in 1987, which was an FCC rule that required radio and TV stations to present both sides of any debate. In 87, during the Reagan administration, the FCC got rid of it. And since then, combined with the growth of cable television and social media, there's no more requirement or pressure to try to achieve some balance. It's actually moved in the opposite direction.
Is the Fairness Doctrine something that could or should be brought back in some way, shape, or form?
In some way, shape, or form is the key. I mean, the way it was done was really for the era of networks and limited airspace, where we're no longer in that place. So it would have to be reconstituted. But I think there's some role for federal public policy to try to create more incentives to put on the air more balanced kinds of news information.
Visiting with Julian Salazar, he's Princeton University Professor of History and Public Affairs. How would that happen? I mean, you know, with the First Amendment, and it's the First Amendment, it's very important. We have to have the right to express our opinions. How would a government entity be able to go in and determine and kind of referee the media to make sure that the truth is getting out?
Well, I mean, one thing that was very important with the Fairness Doctrine, it didn't require anything, but in the age of television and radio before cable, it said, if you want access to the airwaves, which is a public space, then you have certain public service requirements. And we still give the media all sorts of incentives, subsidies, And I think it's fair to have government policies that would provide support or create incentives for news that isn't totally partisan.
I've said for years that one of the things that has led us to this situation is basically the hunt for ratings, especially in television and radio, of course, and that it's like political talk has become like music radio in that you play the hits, you play the music that you know your audience wants to hear. And that has become the norm now in television and radio. Is that, do you think that's accurate? Is it all basically because of ratings?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's another problem that's emerged, the commercialization of news. And you even see it in print, meaning online clickbait journalism depends on putting out stories that will gain the most readers. And you still have very good journalism and terrific reporting, but there's a lot of incentives that work toward sensationalism and audience-based decisions about what to publish. And so there's another space where we can promote nonprofit journalism, for example. There's some very good examples of that already. As an alternative, or at least to increase the range of news that Americans can obtain.
How do you see things happening over the next couple of years? Because, you know, President Trump was one who you know, really made the demarcation lines very clear. And everybody, the media, you know, hey, he's making headlines. He's making headlines. It makes for great television. It makes for great radio. Now that he is no longer president, do you think we might see kind of a change in how the media is reporting things? I mean, politics, real politics is actually kind of boring. But if you throw in somebody like Donald Trump, it gets exciting. Do you think with him no longer in the White House, things could kind of evolve a little bit?
I mean, the temperature can go down a little bit. I do think a lot of the problems we've been discussing were already happening before President Trump became president. And you can look at writing about the media during the Obama years or during the Bush years, and you see the same kinds of discussions and the same kinds of problems. But certainly, like with everything else, President Trump took it to a new level. President Biden, I think, won't put fuel to the fire on this. Still, it's going to take a long time. The problems with the media that we're talking about are deeply rooted, and it's not going to just depend on who's in office, but how the people who produce news, edit news, think about their jobs and think about trying to repackage news in a better way.
Do you have any hope that that's going to happen?
I have hope. Look, there's a long history of journalism where it's been an incredibly important institution for this country. It's gone through bad periods. It's recovered. And I still think there's a lot of talent in the media, and smart voices will emerge. It's going to be tough. It's not going to be quick, but I still have confidence in the institution.
Julian Seliger, I hope you're right. Princeton University Professor of History and Public Affairs, thank you very much for joining us and providing your insight this morning.
Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!